Let's find out what's going on. Jordan Maxwell, one of the legendary names of our times, is back with us tonight. I've known Jordan for at least 450 years. Well, something like that. But he's now having fun in Palm Springs, living the high life, and I think he's happy down there. Are you happy down there, Jordan?
Yes, I am.
Well, I hope so. I'm glad.
Thank
so,
you.
How many cases of COVID have you had? 10, 12?
None. Zero.
Gosh.
Zero.
Gee whiz, gosh. Well, anyway.
No mask. So, I don't wear a mask either.
See, yeah, I know. How are you, seriously? You doing well? You having fun? And everything's good?
Generally? Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Good. It's fine with you, but it's not fine with the formerly United States of America. It's not fine with white Western Christian countries, Europe, America, Canada, the others. It's not fine. People are dying. This is a bioweapon, as you well know. We used to talk about that when you were up here. It's a bioweapon. It's not a vaccine. It has nothing to do with vaccines. And it's all, you know the game better than anybody. So tell us what you think we're going to see. Are we going to see, I don't think they're going to stop for a moment with their agenda, which is reducing the world population by at least 4, maybe 5 billion people. I think that's the game. Every time someone gets shot or shot up, they're going to fight a crashed immune system. And you won't have an immune system. That's what we're seeing happening. People in these hospitals now, they're not in there for COVID. They're in there because they got no immune system. And if you heard the program last night, you'll understand. There are diseases showing up now that don't even have names. You got no immune system, the door is open. How do you see it?
I see the same thing. I'm hearing the same thing. I'm hearing from nurses, head nurses at hospitals telling me that they're not seeing COVID killing people, but they are seeing a lot of suicides. Young people are committing suicides because there's nothing left to live for. And I know and understand, and I feel very sorry about that. And so
what
I know.
It's a tragedy that we can't provide for our young people some inspiration to live for. What a terrible, terrible failure of a country this is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's nothing we can do.
All right. The young people today.
We're at the mercy.
Yeah, we are. It's meticulously been taken away bit by bit, ounce by ounce over the last, since World War II. This program has been in effect, it's an op, since the end of World War II. And boy, do they have it nailed down. They got it. They understand. They know, they've got the sheep so controlled now. You know this better than anybody. The sheep don't even, they didn't want to get up off their butts to do anything. And there's EMF involved, there's mass media screen and addiction. We could go on. I've covered this so many times, but people talk about hope. Look, I like hope, but I don't see much left. Do you see Americans in the streets standing on the constitutional right to assemble and scream and yell and do it? I don't.
No, I see Americans just giving up and trying to live the best they can for a little bit longer. And everybody knows it's going nowhere. And so I know that it's not going to work. No matter what you do, it's not going to work.
It wasn't supposed to be this way. The government was here to serve and honor the people that put it in office. But the antithesis has occurred, and now we are serving the government. It's as simple. They did a 180 on us.
They certainly have done just that.
All by plan. All of it by the plan. Now, Jordan has known some of the giants of our day. Not necessarily giants that you'd see on the nightly news or whatever it is you call news now, but he has known some extraordinary people. And I don't want to get into names particularly, but there was a turning point that I was told about some time ago when one of the top people in a certain organization passed on. And that was a signal to start to trigger the big change. Any truth to that, Jordan, do you think?
I think so, yes. I think you and I talked about that today. Yes, it seems to be true.
And it does seem to be true. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be true that whoever took over when this person died, whoever took over his place is not running the country very well.
I don't know who it is. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I can tell you, that nothing is being left to chance at all. Nothing. It's all been carefully forecast on the basis of the actual mechanism being installed. And this bioweapon is so damn sophisticated and evil. It's got a multitude of ways it can cause terminal grief to the human body, let's put it that way. It's not going to be stopped. Not with alfalfa baths or what are the other things they're pushing? They talk about, there's another one. Let me think. Homeopathy, there's another one. You're not going to turn something that has genetically changed your body into a GMO back to what it was with alfalfa baths or homeopathy. I can't think of the other ones. There's four or five out there being pushed. Or supplements. The supplements are good if you actually are fighting a virus or a bacteria. You can help your body deal with that. The supplements, curcumin, quercetin, bromelain, you know the routine, can stop the viral replication, apparently, and some of the other viral activities. But when you have no immune system left, and that's where we're going, you know what they're calling it now, Jordan? They're calling it HIV COVID. And they're testing people who go into the hospital who are sick for AIDS. They're testing them for AIDS. They're hoping to find some positive results, which they can create any time, and then they'll call it AIDS COVID, which is actually true because you won't have any immune system. Never mind, they cause that. They're going to try and say, oh, it's AIDS. It's AIDS on the loose. No, no, no. It's the bioweapon on the loose. So tell us more. What are you hearing from these nurses and things?
I'm hearing that people are lining up and not lining up in the hospitals. They're lining up in mortuaries.
And they're being very quiet, too. They're
being very quiet,
minding their own business.
How many people are committing suicide?
Yeah.
Because they know the end is coming, and they know government cannot help anyone. The government cannot help itself, and the people know that. And so when you get to that point, there's nothing to do but just wait to die. And that's what we're doing. We're waiting to die.
Impatient young people don't want to wait. And I've said this, you've said it, we did talk about this actually when you were up here. Suicide is going to become a minor pandemic.
You're right.
I don't know. So, okay, if 4 or 5 billion people are removed from the planet, that leaves a couple of billion, I'll just round it off. What's your take on that? Are we seeing a replacement operation? That word keeps coming into my mind. Replacement. This level of human Homo sapien is going to be removed and replaced with maybe the next level or an ET alien hybrid, which there are rumors of being all over the place already. So I don't know. What do you see? What's your thought on this?
I think it's going to be an extraterrestrial hybrid race. And that's why we're having so many UFO concerns now, because I think the UFOs are real. I think that they are actually...
Of course they're real. Yeah.
And they are being manned by people who know what they're doing. And I personally believe that the extraterrestrials that are controlling the UFOs are demons. What we call today the devil and his demons. I believe the demons are the people who are doing this stuff to us. And right. I think that they don't care about the human beings one bit. And they're just doing what they want to do with us. And anytime they don't want us around, they just frighten us into believing that we're going to die and we're all going to die. We go home and go keep your mouth shut and don't say anything to anyone.
That's right.
And so you go home and you put your mask on, which would cut you off from the human family. No one can tell what you're thinking or saying or doing because you've got a mask on. And so, therefore, you go home and you stay 6 foot apart and we hope you die. That's the whole object of all of this. We hope that you will die. You're not going to work. You're not earning any money. You're not going to pay for anything. You're not going to own anything. So we hope you just die. And that's the whole idea behind this whole destruction of the human family.
Replaced with ET. And now I'm told that the ET hybrid group is already here. They're walking around among us. And
yes.
They're getting ready to take over.
Too.
And yeah, we're going to see the first world. They targeted the first world, the Western white Christian cultures, the nations.
That's it.
And then they're going to go after the second and the third world to suit their whims after. So the next 2 or 3 years are going to be pretty brutal for white people. And if you notice how blacks are now, many of them, not all of them, but many of them are severely anti-white in their bias. They are racist. Racism is being taught everywhere you look. Hate is being taught at least that much, if not more. So when a society, a culture has had its joy taken away, what's left, Jordan? And it's been replaced with hatred, racism, murder, crime. And these people who murder people are often being apparently let out of jail on a bond. They're not even being kept in jail anymore.
Anyway. I know. That's true. And therefore, there doesn't seem to be any hope left. Doesn't seem to be any hope that has left for us. We humans have to put up with the destruction of our society. We're seeing the complete destruction of our youth and young people with the IQ and the intelligence level. And we're seeing the complete destruction eventually going to show itself. And when it does, there's going to be nothing we can do about it. It's going to be far too late. And
right.
Far too little, and we're not going to be able to do anything about it. Incidentally, ABC television mm-hmm. broadcast a television show that said, basically it said, extraterrestrials are coming to the Earth, and they're going to bring about a new order in the world. They have the power to do so. They have the power to do that, and they're going to do it. They're going to bring about a new power on the earth.
When
and
was this?
Going to,
well, how long ago was this? Excuse me. Approximately.
It wasn't too long ago. It was, I think it was in this year, I think. Yeah, and it was called V. If you remember, there was a television show, NBC, broadcast back in 1980. It was called V. And then ABC. Now ABC has rebroadcast the same show. But in it, it says they're going to show the thing that the ABC has rebroadcast shows the aliens are a large group of aliens, or they are reptile aliens, and they are going to be showing on ABC that they are introducing to the world the aliens are they're introducing a booklet that is explaining who they are and what they want to do.
Is this the long talked about fake ET invasion, but real?
No. I don't think it's a fake. I think it's a real.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And but the point was that they're talking about the aliens are going to produce a pamphlet, and the pamphlet is the is the code word for world communism. World communism to destroy all governments on the earth, to destroy all governments and all good and vibrant means of life for the earth, to destroy all of it and let the aliens have the earth that they created, and let them take care of us, and they're going to take care of us okay. They're going to take care of us real good. They've already shown what they're going to do.
Like Rod Serling said.
Yeah, like Rod Serling.
To serve man, yeah.
That's right, to serve man. And so that's what we are up against. We're up against a people. We don't know who they are. We've never seen them, and we're not going to be able to see them because they are spirits. And so, therefore, they could get away with anything they want to do. They're far superior in technology to us. We are children to their technology, and they are able to do things that we can't do, go places we cannot go to, and do things and know things that we don't know how to do. And therefore, they are feeding us, getting us ready to die on the earth. They want to take over the earth and the life on the earth. And this is something that bothers me terrible, because I'm seeing young people committing suicide knowing that there's nothing left to live for. And I know that people don't understand what's going on, and they don't know about the alien invasion that's coming. And so I don't know what else to do about it. I've talked to my friends about it, and you know who some of them are. And they are telling me there's nothing you can do. You have basically, I am told, you've let it go too long with doing nothing. So now it's too late. It's at the point now that it's getting to be too late to do anything. And now you're going to deal with the problem. Now you're going to have to deal with it.
Well, if most everyone is dead, then they won't have to deal with it, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
So, it's clearly underway. It's clearly not going to change course. It's not going to throttle back. We're not going to go to the ballot box and change anything. It is what it is. And as I was told by someone you know as well, that if you prepare, if you're strong, if you're intelligent, you have a very good chance of surviving. There will be survivors, probably a billion or two. So it's really up to you. Do you want to make the effort? Is it that important to you? or not. Don't wait for the government to set up soup kitchens.
No. Government's already been taken over. It's been taken over.
There is no government. Anyway,
there is
hold
no
on.
Government.
Hold on, my friend. Just a minute. We'll be right back with Mr. Jordan Maxwell. Hold on. Talking with Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, you went to the Laughlin UFO get-together a few months back?
Yes, I did. Yes. Yeah, it was in February of this year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Back in February, I went to Laughlin.
What was your... I went there once. I only lasted an hour. I couldn't take the cigarette smoke in the hotel. Oh, God, it was awful. But there were a lot of interesting people there, and I did see something interesting outside. I went outside the hotel, and it's right next to the Colorado River, although God knows how much water is left in the river now. And I looked down, and two beavers went swimming by, right below me. I could almost touch them. And I just tried to figure out if it was an omen, but I don't think so. It was just two beavers swimming by. Anyway, I digress. What is the current state of the UFO ET community out there? We used to have people like Bud Hopkins and it's a long list.
All of those kind of wonderful people that were talking about the UFO and what it was and what they were doing and what was going to be happening. And I used to know all of those people. I used to talk to them privately. And so I remember it was Norio Hayakawa was talking about the fact that he thought there was going to come a time when there would be a fake UFO invasion, a fake invasion that would cause with all of us to have to gather up and collectivize our system so we can protect ourselves from the aliens. Well, I talked to Norio one night at one of the conferences I was speaking at, and we went out to dinner with a bunch of the speakers. We all went out to a dinner, and I told him, I said, Norio, I can take the same facts that you are stating, which are true, I can take the same facts and come up with a different conclusion. And he says, like what? And I said, well, you saying that there's going to be a fake invasion? Yeah, I'm saying there's going to be a real invasion. And there's going to be nothing you're going to do about it. And so that's what ABC television is now saying, that the communist takeover of the world is inspired by the extraterrestrials who are doing it. And so there is the example of what I was talking about. It's going to be an actual invasion, and it's already taken place. And it's going to come as a surprise to everyone when they find out that the people who are empowered in this world are being put into power and guided by the extraterrestrial influence to do what they want to do, and that is to destroy the human family. And they're doing a beautiful job of it. It's extraordinary what they're being able to do. And so, again, there's nothing that we're going to be able to do about this extraterrestrial invasion because it's demonic. And I think it is, I believe that it is the devil and his demons, because we hear in the Bible all about the devil and his demons. The word is daemon, the devil and his daemons. Daemon in Greek is the word and demons that we use today. And so that's what I think is happening. the daimons are coming back to see us. They're coming back to look at us and see what we're going to do about the problems we're facing. And that's what the UFO situation is all about. They are wanting to know what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And it's going to tell them what they need to do. And so that's what I think is going on right now, is that we are being watched and that we are going to have to deal with the invasion that's coming. And it's not going to be a fake invasion. It's going to be a real invasion. And so that's what I've gotten from it. And some of the people I've talked to, you know who they are, and they have told me that's exactly what's happening.
Well, I'm interested in what ABC, if they're putting something like this out there, which is,
yes,
doesn't mince words, well, then they've been instructed to do it. So
yes,
the campaign is underway to
yes,
begin to condition the public for an ET intercession.
That is exactly correct. And that is what I was saying. Is in my presentation that I did. I did a PowerPoint video presentation at the convention, and in it I proved conclusively that that's exactly what ABC television was telling us. They're telling us that there's going to be a takeover of the world by the Communist Party. And it's going to be extraterrestrials who are doing it. They're going to make sure that we are a communist country and that we're leading people into a nowhere zone, into a blank zone in which there will be no coming back. There'll be no turning back. There'll be no help coming. And so I'm watching the human family realizing this. And it's just incredible because I'm seeing it happening every day. They're now destroying our government, our religions, our institutions, and they are destroying everything. And the people seem to love it. The people seem to love Marxism.
There is some kind of a Roman Colosseum-like ethos running around. They're taking
yes,
some delight in suffering and death. It's well, you see it on TV with these very brutal unlimited boxing was an art, but no more. Now they got this other, I don't know what it is, but it's pretty violent. Yeah. Violence has ascended to become a quasi religion. Violence is a religion now.
It is true. It is now a religion. They have their holy books. They have their priest of their religion. And it is now taking over the whole entire planet. Right. And everywhere you look, you will find violence and destruction of the human family. And so I know that this is all part of what is coming. And the people I've talked to have told me this is in fact what is happening. And prepare yourself. Get ready. Mm-hmm. And I know that most people have no idea in the world what is coming. If you just watch my presentation, you will see.
It's up on my homepage. I have it. I have it up on the homepage.
You got it on the home page.
Oh, yeah, it's under your name. It's on the left-hand side. You can see it there.
Okay, yeah. And you have to scroll down till you see my name and then watch the video I did in Laughlin, Nevada.
Right. That was a great one. So
Thank you.
Yeah. When you talk to the people that we both know, do they give you any kind of a timeline on this, or are we still going back to the Deagle.com 2025? By 2025, there will be this many left or that many left, or the gross domestic product will be this or that. Those were pretty amazing and rather prescient forecasts, or do you have anything else? Are they going to make this happen quicker? Or are they, see, they, what they've got now with immune systems being destroyed, you know, say disease X, Y, or Z comes in, they'll each have a different time fuse, so not everyone's going to die all at once. They'll be able to spread it out. They won't even have to say, died of COVID, that lie, because people will be dying of cancer. We get a pandemic of cancers now. We have a pandemic of, I could list 10 different things. So they've got the names and the labels. They don't have to lie on the death certificates anymore and say COVID every time. Because last year it was the flu. Anyway.
Yes,
what do you, what do you think about the time? Some people like to say, well, 10 years. I'm afraid I don't agree. At the rate this is happening, I think it is 3 years.
In its last part of its life on the earth. And now people are beginning to see that it is organized and as bad as I have been saying it has been. And therefore, if you want to see some of the documents that prove this, you go on Jeff Rentz's website and watch my presentation. And so in that presentation, I point out the people who are doing it to us and what they're going to do and what's coming. And it's just amazing to me that we
Did you ever think, honestly, and you've known some very powerful people, did you ever think that you'd see it being deconstructed and taken down in your lifetime? Or did you think it might be another 50 years down the road? Has the rapidity of this been a surprise to you, like it has, frankly, to me? This is happening too fast.
Yes, it has absolutely frightened me because I see there is nothing, no one's going to be able to do anything about it. No one. Because the government was put into place to protect the public. The government is the enemy of the public. They have made us their enemy. And they are putting us in prison. They are throwing us into garbage, into the prison system. And so ultimately, they're going to shut down freedom of speech, shut down freedom and liberty and justice. And therefore, it's just an incredible amount of integrity that has been removed from the human race. And we are now in the place where we're supposed to be. And we're getting ready to die off and let the extraterrestrials eventually do whatever they're going to do. And we know now what they want to do. They want to reform the human family. Reform.
Are they going to reform it, or are they going to genetically upgrade it another notch like they did in the past?
I think they're going to upgrade what is already here. Ultimately, there's going to be a destruction. And we're going to have to put up with that because we are too ignorant and ill-informed to be helped now. We have a problem, right, with the positive, there's a word for what we are going through right now.
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, cognitive dissonance, yes. Yes, cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
Which means that we know enough to know that we're right, but we don't know enough to know when you're wrong and you think you're right. Yeah. So we think we're right. We don't know that we are actually, in fact, wrong. We think we understand. But here's another point about Christianity's problem with Christianity is we in the West are Anglo-Saxons. We are an Anglo-Saxon race, and right. we speak English. English is Anglo. King's English is Anglo. And Saxon is Germany. And so, therefore, Anglo-Saxon means that we're speaking English based on German language. And English is referred to as Low German. But in the language of Saxon, into the real German language, is High German. We are speaking Low German, which is English. And therefore, that we are talking about something that comes up in the morning. And when it comes up in the morning, it brings light into the world. And so it's referred to as God's Son. Right. But in the English, Anglo-English, it's S-U-N. And we go to worship God's Son, S-U-N, on S-U-N day, Sunday. And so in German, it's S-O-N. So we're getting it all confused in our minds about the sun and the sun. S-O-N is not the S-U-N. And so S-U-N comes every morning. He rises, and we call him Horus, the god Horus, and he's rising. And so we ask, well, where is he coming up? He comes up on the horizon, Horus rising. And so...
Oh. Got it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
You have a million of those things. The meaning of words. You do.
The meaning of words, yeah.
Yeah.
And so the Horus is rising, and we say God's Son is the light of the world. We say Jesus is the light of the world. Of course the Son is. S-U-N is the light of the world. What else lights our world every day but the sun? We say he is risen. Well, yes, of course the sun is risen. Where? On the horizon. And so people have cleverly put together a story called astrotheology based on the trip of the sun around the earth as we perceive it to be. The sun is in our sky, seemingly to go across the sky in 12 steps. It's a 12-step program. And so in 12 months, the sun comes in and is risen, and it goes across the sky in 12 steps.
Right.
And so they have based that on a religious basis. And we now are worshiping the sun, and that's what is going on. But we don't know that. We think it's a man who's going to die on the cross. But no man was ever on a cross in Christianity for the first 600 years. 600 years. But from the time Christianity was founded till 600 A.D., there was no longer any reason to have a man on the cross. And then in 600 A.D., they decided that they needed a man on the cross so that people could relate to his problems that he was having.
Right.
So he became known as the S-O-N of God. The S-O-N was the Son of God, and he was going to be spit upon and nailed to a cross. Well, that's exactly what we are happening to us today. If you talk about what you, if you acknowledge what is going on, they will laugh at you, mock you, and ultimately put you on a cross. And so, therefore, that's what happened to Jesus, trying to help people to understand, and he was put into a situation where he was made to look like a fool. And so that's what we are today. We're getting ready to prepare to watch the world change overnight. It's going to come as a great surprise. And when it comes, it's going to be incredible, because I know people are not prepared for what's coming, especially in America. And America is on the cutting edge. And the people in America are not prepared for what is coming. We talk about
the people of America have never been less prepared. They are so dumb now, and they have been, again, so emotionally savaged by all of this fear porn crap and lies, grotesque lies from their own alleged government. There's no trust left in this supposed, what do you call it? You got the executive, the legal, the judicial branch. We have a checks and balance. Nobody buys it anymore. And the Constitution, Jordan, what happened to that?
Well, nobody bought into it. Nobody cares much one way or the other. All we have to worry about is do what they're told to do and do what we are told to do and wear your mask and go home and shut up. And we hope you die. And so that's,
You're not exaggerating anything. It's true.
No.
It's what they want. And I just look at this cast of characters in Washington, and I'm appalled. They are so substandard humans. They're garbage. They're just trash people. There are a couple of exceptions. Some people actually went there with some good intentions, but not many. It's all set up. It's a fraud. The whole thing is a fraud, and it's been exposed. And the average intelligent American, at least now I think it's a fairly good idea that there's something really wrong in Washington, D.C., and it's not fixable. Not through the ballot box. No way. Not going to happen.
No, not ever going to happen. And whatever we're losing now, it's never going to come back. We're going to lose it for good. And your freedom of knowledge, your freedom to speak,
right,
will be lost for good. So,
well, once upon a time there was a shining light upon the hill, and it's no longer shining.
No longer there.
Jordan, we'll talk to you again soon. Keep watching, keep thinking, keep analyzing, and if you come up with anything you need to talk to me about, just, you know where I am.
Okay, thank you so much for everything.
Okay, my friend. All right, good
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Jordan Maxwell. Still a visionary. We will be back tomorrow, Friday. Another week gone. Take good care. Prepare. And I kind of like that expression. And beware. There's a wonderful, maybe I'll play the clip tomorrow. Bela Lugosi line. I'll try and dig that up. Talk to you tomorrow. Until then.